Suckham is the head of Florida's tourism agency, Visit Florida. He says there's no question in his mind that the industry is on a steady upswing, as outlined in a report by Florida Tax Watch.
We're coming off of three consecutive record years of visitation. The first half of 2014 looks like it's going to continue to be a very, very strong year for Florida tourism. The first quarter, we saw more visitors to the state of Florida than we'd ever seen in any three-month stretch. And as we look at hotel room occupancies through the first 6 months, total room revenue is up over 10%. So the Florida tourism industry continues to have a tremendous amount of momentum.
He says the report called on packing the benefits of Florida tourism, quantifying the jobs created by increased tourism industry, also shows the growing economic impact of tourism, which will in turn help Visit Florida meet its 100 million visitor goal.
Every 85 visitors to the state creates or supports one new Florida job, and I'm encouraged to see that the preliminary work that was done by Florida Tax Watch to say what would 100 million visitors mean to the state of 121,000 new visitors with an average income of over $43,000, that we're well on our way to meeting and exceeding that goal.
And Florida Tax Watch's chief economist Jerry Parrish says an increase of about 3 million out-of-state visitors to Florida alone in 2013 led to the creation of more than 75,000 jobs. He adds tourism expansion also helps to reduce the tax burden on Florida residents.
What that makes possible is things like the tax holiday we had this past weekend, the nearly $500 million tax break that the most recent legislature gave to Florida citizens.
Parrish says a big help is if the state continues to invest in the tourism industry, because private businesses then follow suit. Visit Florida received about $75 million in this year's budget. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.